This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian is crawling up the U.S. eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain as people in the Bahamas attempt to assess damage and make a plan for recovery. The death toll in the Bahamas now stands at 30, but officials say they have no doubt that number will rise. The U.S. Coast Guard and British Royal Navy have ships docked off the islands, and the United Nations is sending emergency food rations and communications equipment. But AP correspondent Michael Weisenstein reports from Abaco Island that not much aid has gotten in yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police. But so far, there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. And I think it may be starting today. But people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis is pledging to do whatever is necessary to carry out rescue and recovery efforts. The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan will be leaving the White House soon. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says the peace plan is done but will not be released until after this month's Israeli elections. There is now more doubt about its future, with the administration saying Jason Greenblatt will leave in the coming weeks. Palestinians have already rejected the plan, saying it boosts ties between the U.S. and Israel. Greenblatt also infuriated Palestinian leaders by pushing for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman says Greenblatt ruined American credibility and destroyed the peace process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on this and other stories, you can find us online at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister and a member of parliament. This comes after another setback for the prime minister. The House of Commons voted in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit for another 3 months if there's no exit deal by the October 31st deadline. Tomorrow, Friday, the measure goes to Parliament's upper chamber, to the House of Lords. Meanwhile, the news has sent the British pound back up after an early week low. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Britain's currency took a hammering early this week, falling below $1.20 to the pound, its lowest since 1985, excluding a brief two-minute crash in 2016. Investors were concerned that Prime Minister Boris Johnson would be able to suspend Parliament and bring the country out of the EU with or without a deal. A no-deal exit is widely considered a worst-case scenario for business. But the pound has rallied as British lawmakers this week wrested control over the Brexit timetable away from Johnson. A bill blocking a no-deal Brexit is on course to pass into law before Parliament is suspended next week. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Mozambique gave a warm and colourful welcome to Pope Francis as he toured the capital on Thursday and spoke to lawmakers, youth and clergy. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Thousands of young Catholics packed Maputo Stadium to hear him speak of hope, peace and reconciliation to a nation that, for decades, has struggled with conflict. He was greeted Wednesday night by President Filipe Nyusi, who is running for re-election in October in a contentious poll in which rival parties have already begun heavy mudslinging at each other. But the pontiff did not pander to Mozambique's leadership when pointing out their higher responsibility to honor a recent peace deal. As we know, he says, peace is not merely absence of war, but a tireless commitment, especially on the part of those of us charged with greater responsibility, to recognize, protect, and concretely restore the dignity, so often overlooked or ignored, of our brothers and sisters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
The Pope will leave for Madagascar on Friday and from there to Mauritius. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the decision to withdraw a controversial extradition bill in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory was her government's own initiative to break the impasse and not a directive from Beijing. Withdrawal of the bill meets the protesters' five key demands. The demands also include an independent investigation into allegations of police brutality during the protests. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.